This is an interview with Mrs. Helen Dwinell Maroney, who was born at 131 Upton Road, Westboro, in 1903. Mrs. Maroney, could you tell us what Upton Road was like in early 1900s?
Well, my father had a farm here, and he used to raise pigs and cows and hens. He had around about 300 hens at one time, and his pigs, he had around, probably 100. And he used to put them in the summertime. He used to make a big pasture and put the pigs all out there, and they used to graze around them. Of course, they had to take and go and collect the garbage in Westboro and bring it up and feed the pigs. And it made a job for them all. My father's brother came to live with us when I was only 3-4 years old. And so that was his job. He used to go to town, pick up the garbage, and my father used to work on the farm, and then they used to come home. When he came home, then they used to go and take and get the hay in that they had cut, and take care of the cows and horses that they had.
Did he have a dairy also, or just for the...
He had 7 cows, and he used to take and have the milk, and he used to have to milk the cows, and he used to have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning and milk the cows and put the and milk into a cooler to cool, and he had to bring it down to Westboro to with the Deerfoot, and had to have it there by 8 o'clock in the morning.
What was this Deerfoot?
Deerfoot farm is where the all the farmers brought their milk on Summer Street, and they used to have a station there, a big platform. They used to, everybody used to put their big jugs of milk on it. And then they used to take it down to the dairy and put it in bottles and sell it.
Would they sell it in Westboro itself?
Well, they sold some of it in Westboro. I imagine from the dairy they'd have their different stores to bring it to.
Did he sell eggs in town? Or
Years ago, before he had these cows and pigs. I guess he had some cows. They used to take their eggs and bring it down. I've seen the time that he'd take trade a pair of a dozen of eggs for 5 pounds of sugar. And at that time, and I think of it now, that you could buy a pair of stockings for 12 cents.
That's amazing. Were there many other farms on Upton Road?
There was a Kelleher farm. They raised milk, too. And they also used to raise apples. And... what they couldn't sell, the apples they couldn't sell, they used to make cider out of it.
Now, starting from South Street, Hopkinton Road, coming
and then,
up.
And then there was the Stanford Place. And the Stanford Place has changed quite a bit. We used to be able to go from the Upton Road to the farm, but now we've got to go around to Lackey Street.
This was on Lackey Street. And there, you could cut right through from Upton Road to Lackey Street.
Well, it was supposed to be an Upton Road resident.
But no,
it was Lackey Street wasn't that popular. There was only one house on it, and so they never opened it up. But just since they did start building up there, that they've opened up and tied the roads up there.
What kind of farm was the Stanford farm?
Well, he used to raise apples. And mostly apples. And he did raise, I don't think he raised milk. No. Just the apples, and he used to take them, as I say, same Mr. Keller, he used to take them, turn them into the cider when they couldn't sell them.
As you said, hard cider sometimes, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, hard cider, yeah.
Would people, a lot of people then come out to these farms to buy cider and apples?
Oh, yes. Especially Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, to have a little Cheerio, you know.
Were there any orchards on Spring Street like there are now?
Yes. The Arnold farm at that time was known. And they owned the place that Parker is on and where Zane Arnold is. Mr. Parker owned all that land, and he had it all into trees.
Okay. Mr. Parker owned it?
And
Mr. Arnold owned it.
Mr. Arnold owned it.
So that was one big orchard.
Yeah.
Right there. Now, the reservoir, I wanted to ask you what you knew about the reservoir, Sandra Pond.
Well, they had taken cut that sand pit when they put this last road through years back. back when I was a kid. This road was none but a gravel road. And a gravel road up until, I don't remember the year, but it was in between, in the 10 probably, 1910. Oh, they started putting in a harder road, and then they finally took them and put a hard top on it. And but at that time, you had to go around the sand pit and follow the main pond close to the road. And I've seen times when the pond would be so high that it would be running over the top of the road and into the other ponds.
Oh, I see. It was a natural pond,
Pond. And years ago, my father used to say on Sandy Pond, he remembers when they used to cut hay on it.
How could they do that? You mean?
Well, I guess they did, and then they had to dam it up and flood it.
I see.
And down on the other end there, down to the town farm, they used to have a ice house, and they used to cut the ice off of the little pond, what's it called, the Law Basin. And then they used to take and put it in there, and they used to put sawdust over it to keep it from melting.
This is, you kept ice for your own farm?
Not from us, this is for the town. The town people had it.
And they would cut them with a great big...
Yeah, but see, I don't remember whether that ice house belonged to the town farm or not. I don't remember that.
People do any ice fishing at the reservoir?
Oh, yes. They used to take nice fish down there. And a lot of times they used to cut big shiner holes. And they put the nets in to take and catch the shiner so they could have the little fishes to put on their hooks to fish for pickerel. And then they used to have up there, come up and skate there, but you had to be awful careful. There was places on the pond that had springs and would be able to level go in if you get on the soft ice.
I see. Now going down toward Hopkinton Road, you'd come next to the town poor farm.
The town farm.
I'm sorry. Could you tell us what the town farm was and how it was set up?
Well, the town farm, I think, was run by the town. And Mr. and Mrs. Ward used to run it, and they had, I don't know how many patients they had there, that's what they call the patients. They had women on one side and men on the other. And they used to the ones that was able to help, they used to go out in the field and help to make the gardens and get the hay in for the cows and things like that. And they used to have, I don't know how many cows they had, but they had quite a few, and they used to take milk and they used to make butter there.
Now, who would be going to the town farm then? Older people?
People that didn't have nobody to look out for them or had no one that cared for them.
No income.
And they worked hard all their lives, and that's what they ended up with.
There was no Social Security in those days.
No Social Security, no.
So, were they family sometimes, husbands and wives?
No. It was always single people. And I never knew of two, a man and wife to go there.
And were most of them fairly healthy, or were there some quite sick?
Well, they were all able to be up and about, you know.
So it wasn't like a nursing home. They were people that could
They could get up and walk and take and dress themselves and take care of themselves. But if they had to wait for someone to take and wait on them, they couldn't do it because they didn't have the help.
Mm-hmm. And you said you worked there for a while.
I worked there for, I guess, a couple of years.
Have any recreation there? Or?
Well, I don't think so.
You said there were porches.
They could go out and sit in the porch in the summertime there, and men had one and the women had the other. And they had big dining rooms in there where the women used to have a dining room and the men had a dining room, and they used to have their all the, you know, eat. And
this was on the corner of Upton Road and Belknap, Bowman.
Bowman Street and Upton Road.
And was it true that it was a big house that had now is divided into two?
Yes. They took the back end of that house which is they moved down on the corner of Belknap Street and Moss Street and Upton Road.
So they
that
actually,
brown house.
Yes, they actually cut it in two and made two homes out of it.
It just looks as if they had taken at one time taken this from someplace else and just tacked it onto the house.
Mm-hmm. How many people would be in the town farm?
Well, there must be about 30 people maybe altogether.
Now, coming up to Belknap Street, what do you remember about Belknap Street?
On Belknap Street, there was a farm there owned by Mr. Weatherhead. And Mr. Weatherhead, I don't exactly know what he did for a business, but I did know that he had cows and horses. And he used to take and had a lot up near us, and he used to go there and cut the hay, and it was a big treat for us to go down and help and trap hay, you know. Well, anyways, then, next place was a cider mill, but it was, before that, they tell me that it was where they used to make blankets for the army in there years and years ago. But then later years, it turned into a cider mill.
Different farmers would bring their apples to the cider mill to be made into cider.
That's right.
Now that was Belknap Street.
And then there was another farm up on the hill. It was run by by Mr. Zini. Mr. Zini had three boys and a girl, and he was a butcher, and he used to have cattle there, and he also ran the school barge.
Could you tell us what the school barge was?
Well, the school barge is a great big covered wagon, and it had steps going up the back, in through the back of it, and he used to come around with two horses on it. And picked the children up on Bowman Street and Belknap Street, and then we used to have some children come down off of Spring Street and some off of Belknap Street.
And bring you to school.
Yeah, and we went to school that way. Well, they'd pick us up about 8 o'clock, and we'd get to school about 9. In the wintertime, you might as well forget about it. We were frozen to death when we got to school.
It was all open. How did you keep warm?
Oh, it wasn't. It had
sides.
It had sides on it. Well, I mean, canvas sides. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get that blast of wind.
Did you sit on benches inside?
Yeah. We were on benches.
You must have had to be bundled up.
Well, we had to. A lot of times, the parents had taken a heat brick for the kids to put it at their feet. I have known them to take and bake potatoes and hold the potatoes in their hands to look at the school, and then when they get to school, they ate the potatoes.
Now, if you wanted to get into town, how did you get there?
Well, we had a horse and wagon. We used to have to go by either that or walk. Of course, when we were kids, we didn't walk until we were getting big enough to go to Sunday school. Then we had to walk.
And you walked, what, how many miles is it?
3 miles.
3 miles.
3 miles one way, 3 miles back.
So you're pretty dedicated and healthy by that time, too.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Zaney, was he paid by the town to run the school barge?
He must have been.
Probably. Going down to Moore Street, is there anything you remember about Moore Street?
Moore Street, there was one big farm, and there was another cider mill, run by Mr. Arnold. And, again, I don't know what he did for a business. I kind of think he had cattle, too. But the next place, I don't remember what the man's Mayo. And he had an awful lot of cattle, and he used to make milk for the Deerfoot. And one time, they went to clean the barn, and they left some live lye around, or lime or something, and the cattle got a hold of it and licked it, and they all died.
Wiped out his herd. So therefore, it seems that this part of town was mostly farmers with orchards or cattle.
Yeah.
There weren't too many people, really.
No. And then going down Bowman Street, there was one house beyond that, but I don't remember too much about that end of the street. But then going from my place, down the side Bowman Street, there was a Mr. Dudley. A Mr. Dudley that used to live down there, and their house burnt down. And then there was a place by Mrs. Ellis, the next place, and she used to make, she had cattle, and she used to set the milk and get the cream and make her butter. And she used to put it up in pound packages and bring it downtown till she had customers to bring it to. And this is the way she made her living. And she didn't have too much to live on. She had just an old horse, and that's the way she went to town. So then from there, there was Heath Farm. And Mr. Heath, he used to make milk. He used to sell it at Deerfoot. And they had two boys. Across the street was Mr. Weatherhead. Underwood. And they had one daughter. And he was a gardener. And they used to take and raise vegetables and used to sell them in town. Headland, I guess. And the next place was where Gene Grinnell lived. Gene Grinnell, he raised cattle for milk. And he used to take in milk. He had to run about 30, 35 cows. And they used to have the milk. And they had five children. And they used to help him with the chores when they got big enough. And they had to bring the milk into town every morning. And the next place was Mr. Dudley. Mr. Dudley, I don't know whether he made milk or not. I never knew too much about what he done. And then there was the next place was Mr. Billings. Now, Mr. Billings, he used to be a nice man. And Mr. Billings used to take, he had an ice house there, and he used to take and cut the ice off of the pond. The way they cut the ice, they used to take, they had a cutter, and they used to have horses on it, and take their horses and put them in on the pond and cut the ice into squares. And they cut it so much, you can take and take a bar and jar it loose, and it'll come apart. And then they used to have to take and put it on a slide to slide it into the ice house.
They were big squares?
About 100-pound cakes.
It's a big square.
And then they take and get that all cut, they fill up, and they take and cover it all over with either hay or sawdust.
Now, they cut them with a kind of saw, wasn't it?
I don't know. There's some kind of a thing they had. It could be a saw.
Now, who would use the ice?
Well, he was an ice man. He was peddling the ice.
Oh, he would go around and sell it to people for their ice boxes.
Yeah, and then we're back down to town farm.
That's very good. We have a whole history of who went where. Mrs. Maroney, could you tell us about your work in the tape factory? First, where was the tape factory?
The tape factory was up on Milk Street. Mr. Mason owned the tape factory. I used to wind quills there.
And what's quills?
Well, quills is a shuttle that the same you have for your bobbin of your machine. And you're taking, and I had to get them ready to put them in the loom to take and make the tape. So that's what I done there.
How old were you when you went to work?
Well, as near as I can figure out, I was around about 14.
So you were very young when you went to work in the factory.
Yeah.
Were they long hours?
All day.
All day.
Yeah. I started out, I was only going to work for the summer. And I liked it so well, I wouldn't go back to school.
So actually the conditions were not bad, that you enjoyed it?
Oh, I liked it, yeah. Then I got through. The war had been, the war had taken and ended. The First World War. They laid us all off.
The men were coming back.
So then I got a job at Richards. That was the other tape shop. And I went to draw looms in there. And that was a good job, but you had to be right on your toes all the time.
How did you get to work?
Oh, we had a horse and a team, and My brother and I used to take them right back and forth together. He worked there for a short while. And then we worked there until, I think, it was in, I guess around about two years later, I went up to the Upton Hat Shop to work.
Well, you worked in the hat shop, too. What did you do in the hat shop?
Well, I took them and tried to make hats. That was quite a trick, I'm telling you, to take and make a hat. But all I got is so I can do it anyways.
Around a block? Is this what you're talking about?
No, we had to take it on a machine. And we had to take that with a crown in the very center of it. And you had to work this straw around, and you had to sew it as you was working it around. And you had so many rolls go out, and then you had to take and make it where it comes down over the crown and then out making your brim.
So you're sewing all the straw braid together.
Yeah.
It could be difficult. A lot of Westboro women worked in these factories.
A lot of women worked there, yeah. Was it Westboro.
Was it piecework?
Yes, it was piecework.
You were paid by how many?
You could be, of course, we were learning. We got it by a straight salary. I think it was $15 I got a week. Well, that was big money.
That's right. Now, did you remember the fire, the big fire on East Main Street?
Yes, it was one sunny morning. And I think it started in the hotel. And it was a very windy morning. And the fire swept all through all them buildings. There was the hotel, down where the old post office, that brick building is now. From there, way up to the lunch counter, Daisy's place. And they had the underwear in there, they had a trunk and bag in there. They had, I don't remember all they had in there because I was quite young then. But I don't remember what year this was. But I know it was when I was young.
So it was around 1917, I believe.
Yeah.
Or it might have been earlier.
Now, we didn't go to the fire. But Father McGann came down.
He was the priest at...
He was the priest that was there. And he said, you better all start praying. And he said, we won't have no town left. And at that, it started pouring rain.
So he and God took credit for putting out the fire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Could you describe what stores and factories there were on Main Street around 1915 during the First World War? Why don't you start at High Street or where the...
It'd be crossing the town hall.
All right, crossing the town hall.
At the cemetery. Then there was a... we're going down Main Street. There was a grocery store, and that's where we had to go to get our sugar during the war. We could only get a pound at a time.
And you had tickets, you said?
Yeah, we had to have tickets to take and get it, tokens. So from there, there was a newsroom they used to sell tobacco and pipes and papers and books and such as this. Then the barber shop, and then there was Mr. Woodman. He had a hardware store, and in fact, it was the only hardware store in town at the time. And then Mrs. Winchenbeck, she had a candy store. They used to make candy, and they used to have one long tray divided in different sections for penny candy for the kids. Mm-hmm. And then on one side of the store, they used to sell candy. On the other side, they used to sell tobacco and things for men.
Then that was in the corner of Milk Street.
Yeah.
Then do you remember what happens after continuing down?
And then right in back of Mrs. Winchenbeck's, there used to be a hotel. This was on Milk Street. A hotel. Mother James used to run it. My mother used to work there. She was a cook.
Now, was this for people coming to visit Westboro, or people?
Oh no, that's
like a rooming house.
These are rooming places. They would come there and take their meals, and they had their rooms there too.
For those that worked in the factories, usually.
Yeah, well, wherever they worked, if they worked.
Then going down West Main Street again, there was a clothing.
And there was, I don't remember what was on the corner, but there was Lord's Store. I'll tell you the ones I remember. There's Lord's Store, and then there was the Greeks. That time was a candy place.
They also made candy, but not penny candy, was
no,
it?
No, this is very expensive candy. And then across the street, there was another grocery store. And then going down, I don't remember how many the different stores in there. And there was McDonald's.
Which was a
grocery
large
store.
There's also a tailor, you mentioned.
There was a tailor. Yeah, the tailor. I'm not positive on being there, And then beyond that, now you're going across, and there was a big apartment house up there that was owned later by Higgins. Bob Higgins. But since then, they've torn it down. Then across the street, this is High Street, there used to be, right on the corner, used to be an undertaker place. And then beyond that, there's
Is it a depot?
No, it wasn't a depot, it was a garage or some description. I can't think of his name.
Mm-hmm. Then
Gannon's.
A garage.
Yeah.
Then here we are, if you're...
We're right at the railroad station now.
Then you cross over, and then going up the other side, toward the town hall.
Yeah, take that.
East Main Street now.
From the depot, there used to be a big hotel that sat there about where the that red building they had for a post office. Then there was a long strip of buildings there. There used to be the trunk and bag and underwear and a shoe factory and... this all burned down.
A lace factory, too, I think. Okay.
No, shoe store. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, there was some kind of a... Well, I don't know whether they had flowers or what they called, but they always had a big fern in the window. I don't know what they sold there. And then Dacey's.
There was a diner.
Yeah, Dacey's.
What was behind
that? Right in back of Dacey's, there used to be Jackie Ford. Jackie Ford's delivery stable. And if you want a hack, that's what they used to call them, they do it to take and get Jackie Ford to take them home or take them wherever they're going.
A hack is a wagon, is it?
Yes, it's a covered wagon. You get in. It's like the old coaches that you see in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd get in, shut the doors, and the driver was up on the front, up on the seat.
A carriage.
Yeah.
Horse carriage, in a way. And when would they use these hacks?
They used them particularly for funerals. And they'd all take them and line them up. And then they used to have a hospital-driven hearse.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned a horse trough. Now, was that in the middle?
That was in the middle where the common is now. All the farmers come to town, the horses always stop there to have a drink.
And then were there hitching posts around, too?
You could hitch it on the main street, or you could put it down what they used to call down in the Grange Hall. Down in back of the Grange Hall, there used to be places where you could put your horse in there and go to church, or whatever you want, leave there for a few days, a few hours. So, like.
Now, if you cross over on West Main Street, going up that same side, was there a jewelry shop?
You take that, I thought. There's a tape shop, and then there was a variety store, and then a fish market, Fobbs and Newcomb's, and then the baker shop.
And Mr. Wagoner, did you say?
Yeah, the baker shop, Mr. Wagoner. And then there was the shoe store, which was ran by Mr. Wood, and another place in there that they used to take and sell phonograph records. And,
now,
I don't know too much about the rest of it.
That covers quite a bit. Down South Street from downtown,
Dacey's.
From Dacey's Diner.
Going down from Dacey's Diner, the railroad used to come in around about, I think it had come up just for this side, I went right in back of the Greek's candy place, and I'm up Milk Street. Well, they, on the other corner now, Brigham Street, there was a big hotel there, and that used to take care of an awful lot of people that didn't have, that wasn't married. And I don't know where else. Well, anyways, along up there, there was a, now there was a bowling alley, and then the Red Rooster.
Red Rooster what?
It's a liquor store, a booze place.
A saloon.
Yeah. And then there was the sleigh shop.
Now, do you remember a sleigh shop?
I don't remember the sleigh shop. I don't remember them being in business, but I remember of the building being there.
And you knew it was
and
the old...
That's what they always said, the old sleigh shop. And then there was a big place in back here. Now, I don't know who it was. I do, but I can't remember. Jackie something. And he used to have, do teaming. And also, they used to take and sprinkle, he had a sprinkler, and they used to go around the town and sprinkle the streets to keep the dust down.
For the dirt streets.
Yeah.
Okay. Before they were paved.
Yeah.
Then you say the Central House was there also, as it is now?
Yes, the Central House was always there. And Baby Doll lived here on the corner.
Famous Baby Doll. Then the Central House, which was a rooming house? Or?
Yeah, that was a hotel. That was a rooming house. And